أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had commanded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make mashura with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in all matters. And there it was made clear that Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam did not need to make any mashura. He himself, his knowledge and his insight and foresight in all matters was enough to guide him. And on top of that, he was getting wahi from Allah Ta'ala. So that guidance was enough. That was just all to teach the ummah that the ummah must make mashura in all their matters. And all the etiquette and adab, what who we should make mashura, etc., that was discussed there. Then the ayat thereafter, Allah Ta'ala explained that no Nabi and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam particularly is out of the question that they will do anything against the command of Allah Ta'ala. And that also is a lesson for us that we must not do anything against the command of Allah Ta'ala. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains, in fact, what a great ni'mat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is for the ummah. So Allah says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah ne ihsan kiya iman walo par. Allah had done a special favor, a special ihsan on the believers. What was the special favor? إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. جو بھیجا ان میں رسول انہی میں کا. When Allah sent a Rasul to them from amongst them, that is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was from the specie of mankind. He wasn't a farishta, that he could not know what our needs are, how we feel sad and happy, cold and hot, etc. He was a human being like us, and he was directly from the Arabs to whom the Quran was directly and personally revealed. And then the duties of the Nabi, Allah explains here three particular duties. And that is, or those are all the great favors of Allah Ta'ala. The first one, yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Parta hai un par ayate uski. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recites the Quran Sharif to them, that is to the ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam by his tilawat informed us what the commandments of Allah are. Allah who has made us, He has told us how we must live. And that all Allah has revealed in the Quran Sharif. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read the ayat, explained them to us, and that was how to live. This is a very great ni'mat. If, for example, we have any gadget, electronic, any gadget, but we don't know how to use it. It might be a very valuable, a very expensive, very beneficial gadget, but we don't know how to use it. The minute somebody gives you the instruction book of how to use it, and then you see all the benefits. So this human being Allah has made, it can produce great, great results, but we have to know how to use it. And if we use it wrongly, we can cause great harm to ourselves. So the ayat of the Quran, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read for us, has taught us how to live our lives. We can see in that what a great ni'mat that is. The second duty, wa yuzakkihim, aur paak karta hai unko, yani shirk waghaira se. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam purifies them from shirk, from kufr, from all the evil. This we can understand like a person, if he has got all sicknesses in him and he hasn't got money, his clothes are dirty, he hasn't taken a bath for a long time, and somebody purifies him and cleans him, gives him money also, restores his health also. Like that, we are also spiritually dirty. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, by his teachings, has purified us. And just like a person, after he was dirty, unclean, he took a bath, he got clean, how nice he feels. In the same way, a person who was sick, got all types of sickness, and he was treated, and now he feels better, how happy and how good he feels. The same way that the purification of the soul, our tazkiyah in nafs, our islah in nafs, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has done that for us also, it is for us now just to apply it to ourselves. If we do it and we get purified from kufr, from shirk, from hypocrisy, from bid'at, from all the other sins, anger, pride, then we ourselves will feel so nice within ourselves. And the third duty, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. اور سکھلاتا ہے ان کو کتاب اور کام کی بات. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam not only recites the ayat of the Quran but teaches them the meanings of the ayat. That is also absolutely, tilawat e Quran is also absolutely necessary, and ta'aleem e Quran is also absolutely necessary. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught the Sahaba and taught the Ummah the Kitab, the Quran Sharif, and great words of wisdom. That could also refer to the Hadith, which is also a very great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given the Ummah. And that He teaches the Kitab what the actual meanings of the ayat are. Sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes we take the wrong meaning. By the explanation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we come to know what actually it means, what are the correct meanings. So these are great favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This ayat has come in Alif Lam Mim also, with similar words, and then beginning of Sayyakul also, and then in 28th Supara also. Four places. And the real main difference is that the tazkiyah in nafs, sometimes it is mentioned before and sometimes it is mentioned afterwards. So ulama have given different explanations of that, but basically each one of us, we should make sure that we know, teach our children tilawat of Quran, and that we do tilawat of Quran. And then we learn deen more in detail also. Not only what we learned in the maktab, and in fact not only what the ulama learn in the Darul Uloom, but we should keep on learning deen and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we must be continuously concerned about our tazkiyah, purifying ourselves, our islah of the nafs. Those are the three main messages which come in these four ayats. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. اور وہ تو پہلے سے صریح گمراہی میں تھے. And the Sahaba, before the advent of Islam and before they accepted Islam, they were in the days of Jahiliyyah, in the days of ignorance, they were completely far from deen, from life, from knowing what is life, etc. And especially a person who was in all this darkness and he comes into life, he appreciates it. A person who had light all the time and he gets more light, he appreciates it, he's got more light, but it's not as much as that person who never had light and now he gets light. People who did not have electricity at all, so they could not use any of the equipment that needs electricity, and they lived their lives in darkness. If they get light, how much don't they appreciate it if they get electricity? So similarly, that was the condition of the Sahaba before Islam. They had nothing, no light of life. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to them and he brought this whole message to them, they were blessed with a great, great ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. So this ni'mat is for us also. Though we are normally, most of us, all of us, we are born in Islam. We haven't seen kufr. We don't know what it is to live in the life of a kafir, in the home of a kafir. So we cannot really appreciate it fully. But those who live in homes of kufr, where all the filth and dirt carries on, they come out of there into the light of Islam. They are the people who can really appreciate it. But we should also think what a great ni'mat Allah has given us, and we should make dua for those people in our family, our ancestors, who are those who accepted Islam. And in their barakah today we are Muslims. Otherwise, if they did not accept Islam, we don't know who it was. And we should make dua and isale sawab for that person, for those persons who had accepted Islam in our ancestors, and was by the barakat of whom we are Muslims today. And we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and we should fulfill the right of this great ni'mat which Allah has blessed us with. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.